News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, we're joined now by Lisa McHugh. Lisa McHugh is the Clondalkin mum of 16-year-old Glenn. Now, Glenn has type 2 spinal muscular atrophy, SMA for short, and Lisa is campaigning to the HSE and the Department of Health to get access to a drug that will help save her little boy's life. And Lisa joins me now. Lisa, nice to meet you. Can you tell me first your son's story?
Of course. Nice to meet you too, Paul. I had Glenn in 2001. He was a normal pregnancy, normal birth. He was actually a very big baby. He was 10 pound 9. But everything was grand. His first year, no problems. And then we kind of started noticing he wasn't trying to walk. He wasn't pulling himself up in his cot, you know, things like that. So we went to the GP, ended up being referred to a neurologist in Our Lady's Hospital, and had a quick chat with him. He'd done a blood test and diagnosed Glenn with spinal muscular atrophy type 2.
So how does that affect his life first and then your life?
Yeah, so like, Glenn's whole is young life, he's in and out of hospital, chest infections, pneumonia. And when he was diagnosed, we were just told, like, just go home and live with this. You know, there's no treatment and there's no cure. So no one could prepare us for what was to come. Like, he was, you know, week upon week, he'd be in and out of hospital, you know, chest infections. He was, you know, me or you could cough, you know, get real clear lungs and whatever. But some with SMA can't. So their lung just fills up. And at one stage, Glenn actually had an operation, a bronchoscopy. They actually went in and cleared out Glenn's lung because effectively they feel like they're drowning. You know, their lung is that full. So that was his whole young life.
And how is he physically? Describe how this affects him physically.
It basically just robs him of physical strength, the ability to walk, the ability to even something like breathing. You know, he can't stretch his arms, he can't scratch his ear.
So is he confined to a wheelchair all the
time? Completely confined to a wheelchair, yeah.
You said before we started that he has spinal rods in. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, he had the spinal rods put in. Obviously, being confined to a wheelchair, you know, it makes the spine, you know, you're not using the muscles, you're not strengthening the bones. So he had spinal rods put in and they've been extended a couple of times. And the last orthopaedic appointment, his surgeon told us, he said, Glenn's too weak. If I operate on Glenn, he's not going to survive.
He can't have that remedial surgery that he needs. But at the moment, we'll talk about Spinraza in a moment.
Yeah.
At the moment, what is your son's life expectancy?
Well, initially they told us Glenn would never be a teenager. And basically, you know, I feel, you know, that it's just through our own kind of looking after Glenn and, you know, basically just minding him.
Love.
Exactly.
Mammy's love.
Mammy's love, yeah. And it's gotten Glenn to where he is now. And he loves life. He has these big ideas of going on to college and, you know, but physically Glenn's world revolves around like his tray on his wheelchair. That's as far as he can go.
But Lisa, you were given hope for Glenn's future and it lies in this new drug called Spinraza. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. So the SMA has always been treated in stages. So they treat like the muscle end of things would be like any other muscular dystrophy. Okay, we'll treat this like this. The chest would be kind of treated, let's say, like cystic fibrosis. There's never been one treatment for SMA until now. Spinraza basically goes in and it fills in. So we have an SMN1 and an SMN2 gene and SMA are lacking in both. So basically it goes in and reimburses the SMN2 gene.
And is there what kind of results is it getting internationally?
Oh, amazing. Like you can go online and you can have a look. Like there's some kids, obviously the kids that are treated earlier from birth, they're getting up and walking, okay, things like that.
So that's great. It's brilliant.
But
there is a life-saving drug that will let Glenn live for a long life. Now, why is your son not getting this drug?
So basically, as far as we know, Simon Harris, our Minister for Health, signed Ireland into a Benelux agreement in June. And what that is, it's a collective European countries come together to receive drugs on a reduced rate. So we were signed into it in June. We, as in Ireland, were signed into it in June. And we just haven't received it. All the other European countries that are in this Benelux agreement have received and are using.
Okay, so they're using it. It's successful. It's saving lives. What? Why are we not? Why is it not available in Ireland?
We don't know.
Is it because of the cost?
Basically, we think it's just down to costing, because we were outside the Dáil a month ago and we protested outside the Dáil. We still haven't had any word back from Simon Harris. What,
have you talked to Simon Harris? I was just about to ask you that.
No.
Have you talked to anyone in the Department of Health?
No.
Has anyone offered you an explanation as to why your son can't get this life-saving medicine?
No. At this stage, like, there's been thousands of emails at this stage. We haven't had a reply. I actually got a reply from Simon Harris on a social media post. And he basically said that the decision was with the HSE and the company and they were negotiating. Now, that's going on a couple of months now. And we haven't had...
Have you talked to any member of the government to say, look, my 16-year-old boy is going to die if he doesn't get this drug Spinraza?
Oh, the emails have gone, but we've gotten no reply.
From anybody?
From anybody.
Who's your local TD in the government?
Our local TD, John Curran, he's actually brought the question up in the
Dáil. He's Fianna Fáil, but...
Yeah.
Anyone in the government?
No. No, nobody has commented.
What happens to your little boy if he doesn't get this drug?
As hard as it is to say, and I mean any parent would feel the same, but these kids are going to die. That's the bottom line. That's what's going to happen.
What does it feel like to be sitting here and telling me that you know that there's a resolution to the problem, but you're not getting any help and you can't access this substance, and your 16-year-old boy is not going to be with you in, say, 5 years' time? How do you feel about that? I'm just trying to, for the listeners, to try and get a handler, humanise this problem.
It's heartbreaking. It's like you think, and I've said this a lot of times, like if someone could just actually come and speak to these kids, if a member of the government could come and speak to these kids, they're just like me or you. What happens is they have SMA, their mind is fully aware of what's going on. They know their body is failing them. And like still, like in Glenn's case, like Glenn he loves life. He loves chatting. He loves school. And to say like that, he's going to die if he doesn't get this treatment. Like that's just, it's unthinkable.
Has he ever talked to you about it?
He has talked to us about it. Like
how is he expressing himself in relation to this?
He kind of... you know, like in things like he'd say, you know, I'd say, oh, well, I'd say, you know, when you're able to drive a car and, you know, I'm sure there'd be a way to get a car adapted. And, you know, he'd say, yeah, once I stay in out of cold and I make it that long, you know, he'd say something like that. And, you know, he has this way of life that he's very aware of what's going on. You know, he's Googled his condition inside out. But, you know, at the same time, it's heartbreaking.
It certainly is. Elisa McHugh, mum of 16-year-old Glenn, thank you very, very much for sharing what is clearly a heartbreaking situation.
Thanks very much, Paul.